10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and I just want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. What a great day for us to be here. Our special guests today are from the Prescott Area Leadership, Pro Solutions Dental Group, Choose Your Health, and the Prescott Chamber. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's how-to chick seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
It's Arizona Beer Week, February 8th through the 18th. Enjoy a collaboration beer brewed by four local breweries at Prescott Brewing Company's downtown brewery. They named it Haze Gone Awry. Enjoy this session New England-style IPA at one of the four breweries who collaborated on this brew. Also, enjoy PBC's beer canned chicken platter, smoked in-house and slathered in PBC's beer-infused barbecue sauce, and a 12-ounce can of your favorite PBC packaged beer. The whole deal for only $11.99 at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to help us introduce our very first guest today.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest today is Heather Reed, representing Prescott Area Leadership, Prescott Area Leadership has been a member of the Chamber since 2014. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you very much, Robert and Sherry. It's great to be here.
It is. We were just kind of reminiscing because you job shadowed us back in April, and you and I were hosting the show.
Yeah, back when I was current class for PAL.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So now here you are. We're here in February, and you're here to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we are actually getting ready to have our 2018 Man, Woman, and Youth of the Year Award Gala, and it's Wednesday, April 11th, 5:15 at the Prescott Resort. Every year we have a lot of nominees that come in. We actually had 41 nominees for these three categories. And when we have the actual gala, it's three men, three women, three male youth, and three female youth that are our finalists. And we actually do it Oscar style, so, you know, except for the actual committee that made the decision, no one else knows. And I actually presented last year, and it was kind of nerve-wracking because sitting there, like, trying to open the envelope going, okay, I know all three of these young men want to know who won, and I can't get the envelope open.
Wow, that must have been some pressure there.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. And you didn't mess up the envelopes, did you?
No, I didn't.
You had to clean.
Well, it was handed to me, and I looked, and it said male youth, so
we're good there.
Well, that is just like TV.
That's solid.
Love it.
That's solid. Well, why don't we tell our listeners a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about the Prescott Area Leadership Program and maybe a little bit about your experience with it, too, so that we can have that information?
Absolutely. So Prescott Area Leadership actually does two things. They do an annual youth leadership retreat, and that is for high school students in the area. And then there's also the one-year program for adults, which is what I went through last year. And really, that enables the participants to acquire effective leadership skills, explore critical community issues, interact with other leaders in the greater Prescott area, and become a part of a network of 100 PAL graduates who are involved in shaping the quality of life here in the Prescott and Quad Cities area. So it's really an amazing year program.
I have heard from so many that have graduated like yourself from the classes, and it's what you really dive into the community. You meet a lot of folks, and you learn the insides of how community works.
Absolutely. Every month we have one PAL day, and it's on a different topic. And then also we do job shadowing, like I job shadowed you last year.
Yes, and we had so much fun.
Yes, we did. We had a really good time.
Yes.
And yeah, you learn so much about the community and how you can get involved, and you meet people from all over. You know, I am friends to this day with people from my class and actually past classes that I never would have met if it wasn't for this program.
While I've been out in the community, there seems to be a little class rival going on, too, who had the best year. I've heard some of that. Like, you know, you'll hear people go around the room, and I'm from the class of so-and-so. We were the best class. You experience that a little bit?
Actually, yes. It's kind of a PAL joke. We all say we're best class, and I'm best class 27.
There you go. So, but more importantly, that's a full year you're taking out of your day to, and you invest in this, and so that's a pretty big commitment.
It is, but you know what? It is so worth it, and I look back and I wouldn't have changed one moment of it. And anyone who's interested in just finding out more about how to get involved and all the different opportunities to get involved, PAL actually is taking applications for Best Class 29, so you can go to their website.
And you can be the best class.
See, there you go.
Yeah, and every other class will also tell you they are.
So what's the time frame of that? I feel like it's fall to spring, or how does that work?
Yes, we usually do a retreat in the summer. I think it's in July. And then we go through and we actually graduate in June.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a full commitment. And those retreats are fun because you, like, go overnight.
Yes.
And so what happens at that? Or can you talk about it?
Well, yeah.
It's not Vegas. So.
No, it's not Vegas. It's here in town. You know, it's really a bonding thing. And it's kind of the first time where you're alone with everybody else in your class. So it's kind of one of those, like, you have to talk to strangers and get to know everybody because you don't have, you know, kind of your friends or your family around. And that weekend is actually when our class bonded. We were up late playing cards and just having so much fun. We actually got a huge rainstorm and hailstorm our second day. So it was kind of like you're in the middle of class. And everyone bolted to the window. Like, you would have thought we were 10, and we had never seen hail before.
Well, it is amazing to see that. So, and so you kind of bond, and you have that retreat, and then you kind of go each month. It's those topics that we talked about as well.
Yep, and then really kind of one of the things that we get to do is honor, you know, the men and the women and the youth in our areas that are doing these great things with the awards gala. And the really cool thing for the youth is the winner gets a $2,000 scholarship, both the male and female youth. And then the two runner-ups in each category get a $500 scholarship for college.
So how do you gain these funds for the scholarships? How does that work?
Well, PAL does a few things during the year. We had a masquerade ball in October. We also are looking for sponsors to help put on this gala. There's lots of different opportunities, and those are all available on our website, which is PrescottAreaLeadership.org. So I encourage you to get involved and be a sponsor. Buy a ticket. Come out to the event. They are $65 a ticket. It's at the Prescott Resort. That includes your dinner. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it. I have a question. So as your classes are together and you're kind of going through the process, are there any requirements where you guys have to give back to the community?
Yes, we actually do volunteer work. We are very involved with it's a lunch program through the schools, and I'm totally blanking on. Oh, Hungry Kids.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes, we do, work with Hungry Kids to pack the lunches.
Oh.
And that's something that we do, and there's lots of opportunities to do that. We are also encouraged to do things that are excite us in the community. I know people have done stuff with the Humane Society, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But really, it's get involved in the community and serve.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great service. Appreciate that. Tell us again when this upcoming event is. Give us those details again.
Absolutely. It's Wednesday, April 11th at 5:15, the Prescott Resort Center. It's $65 a ticket, or you can sponsor, and you can find all of that information on our website, which is www.prescottarealeadership.org.
So, Heather, can you share with us what was something that was special from your class, or what do you remember the most about your class, that walk-away moment?
I think it's really the friendships that I've gained out of it. I've gotten to meet people that, like I said, I would have never met before. I actually had dinner with two of them a week ago, and we all joke around. We're like, hey, we need to get together more often. Like, we miss the fact that we don't have our monthly PAL Day.
Yeah, yeah. So, and in your spare time, what else do you do?
Well, since I saw you last, yes. I actually got married.
Yeah, oh, so, congratulations.
Thank you. So that's been a busy time.
Yes.
And I am on the board of Prescott Area Young Professionals, and we're getting ready for our big Party in the Pines on June 2nd.
Party in the Pines.
That's a good
June
one.
2nd. Yeah. And that's really, I mean, when you think about it, it's not too far away.
Oh, no, it'll be here before we know it.
Exactly, exactly. And anything else that you have going on?
Really, those are kind of the big focuses
that's quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So again, if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, your contact information?
It's www.prescottarealeadership.org.
Wonderful. Well, it's so great to see you again.
Great to see you,
I'm proud
Sherry
of you.
And Robert.
Well, yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm proud of you. I'm really happy to see that, well, you're married and you're just here giving back to the community. What a wonderful thing.
Well,
thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You betcha. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and Robert, you're here to help us introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Dr. Jason Campbell from Pro Solutions Dental Group. Welcome.
Robert, it's awesome to be here. I always appreciate you and Sherry having us out and supporting our causes in the community and helping us to get our message out there.
Yep, and you guys certainly do. Tell us a little bit about your business. I know there's a lot of aspects to your business.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of aspects. You know, for those who know us out there, you know, the name of the dental practice is Pro Solutions Dental Group. It's new branding, you know, recently. But the scope of the practice really is comprehensive care. It's for advanced clinical care as well as family care, but there's very few things that we can't handle in the practice. But primarily, you know, our focus is to really work with people to help them stay out of the chair, which is seems a little counterintuitive to a business model, but people pay us to give them the tools that they need to avoid our work, not just to find reasons to put them in the chair. So, you know, our efforts are really preventive and proactive and interventive. Then when people do have problems, we can step in and help them in just about any area, from simple, straightforward general dentistry to very advanced reconstructive stuff with implants and gum surgeries and you name it, we're able to help them with that. So that's kind of the scope of the practice, but primarily we're there to help people avoid the need for dental work and keep what they got as long as they can.
And I can give testimony because you're my dentist.
You do.
I have learned a lot by being your patient. And even the last time that you were on the show, we were talking about using baking soda and some of those practices. So I really appreciate it. And
well, you know, we're huge on education and both within the practice for our patient base, but also reaching out into the community. And it really is the reason that we're here today, is just, you know, the things that we're involved in the community and how we're trying to get the message across to some very targeted patient population who are really struggling with things. And if somebody would just give them the information that they need, they could really avoid a lot of the dental problems that they're you know, being exposed to.
Well, I think what was interesting for me in the educational process is learning some of the other health conditions that we may have could come from our teeth or from our mouth or from our, you know, the dental part of it.
Absolutely. There's an oral systemic connection to your health, but there's also a systemic oral connection. You know, a lot of people don't realize that problems with, like, digestion can really promote severe oral issues. You know, people who get heartburn and acid reflux. they live with it. They take it for granted. They think it's just a part of life, but they don't realize the extreme damage that those acids do to the teeth. You know, there's other people in the community who are contending with issues of dry mouth, whether it's coming from medications that they've taken or autoimmune illnesses that attack salivary glands, or a bigger problem, which, you know, because we live in a retirement community, you know, there's a lot of people who have been diagnosed with cancer and have, you know, fought the good fight and they've recovered from cancer only to have on the other side, you know, very severe dental problems because nobody stepped in to talk to them about what the effects of chemo and radiation therapy would do to salivary glands and how important that saliva is in fighting, you know, tooth decay and gum disease, right?
Right. I guess I wouldn't have thought of that as a connection, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have some educational seminars coming up.
Yeah, we do. Believe it or not, it's actually in that target line. You know, we're trying to get information out to people in the community who are suffering with salivary problems. And when I say that, sometimes it's a quantity problem and sometimes it's a quality problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talked about medications that can cause dry mouth, a lot of people don't realize, you know, what a great benefit saliva is until you don't have it anymore. You know, but what it does is it buffers acid. It also has enzymes in it to kill the bacteria that promote tooth decay. So if you're suffering with medication-induced dry mouth, or if you have some autoimmune illnesses that have affected your salivary glands, or you've been through cancer therapy, this is a great seminar. We're actually working with the community of Prescott Lakes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, you know, we have a great contacts over there, and Marie Morrell does a great job with the Prescott Lakes community and trying to organize events to get them information that's helpful for them. So coming up on February 22nd at 6 p.m., we have a community event with them. It's in tandem, but they've been gracious enough to open their doors to the community, not just to the Prescott Lakes community, and
said,
hey, come on in, learn with the rest of us and see what we can do to help you protect yourself, protect your teeth, and, you know, keep your investments, you know, to yourself instead of out of the dental office all the time. So again, February 22nd at 6, we're going to be serving some appetizers at 5:30 for people who are early arrivers. And it's going to be a great event. We're really excited. We're hoping we can get the word out on that.
Wonderful. Well, anything we can do to help, and obviously you're here today to help share that information, but we also have it. We'll make sure it's on our website as well.
It is. It is on our site. I know.
Oh, good.
And, you know, and people can RSVP through our website at prescottdentist.com/event, or they could call our office. You know, we have some people there to kind of take reservations at 928-776-1208. And so that's just one of the things that we're working on right now in the community.
I know you do a lot of them.
Well, the big thing that we're involved in this year is we're working with the Boys and Girls Club, and we've been very excited about it. I was invited to be one of the big stars on Dancing for the Stars. And so me and my partner, Carrie Hughes, who literally just had a baby yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We're partnering up. We're a little slow coming to the table for practice, but we really are working hard to try to do a couple of things, which is keep the money that we're giving to the state in our state tax payment. We can reallocate that back to the Prescott area, and we can keep it here for our school systems. We can keep it here for our youth organizations like the Boys and Girls Club. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, they pay that state tax payment, and they don't know where the money's going.
Right, right.
So our message really is, hey, listen, reallocate it. And here's a great way they can do that. They can go to dancingforthestars.net/Jason, where they can vote for me and my partner by reallocating their state tax payment. You know, you can do that up to $400 per taxpayer. So if you're a dual taxpayer, you can donate $800. It's a dollar-for-dollar exchange, so there's no money lost. You're going to pay that money to the state anyways. And really what you do is you just print off your receipt, you turn that in with your taxes, and then we can keep that money right here where we need it the most with our kids. And, you know, we've always been really big on working with our kids in the area, and the Boys and Girls Club's really in need of some programs and some facility just to be able to provide those programs for kids for learning opportunities and after school.
So when is Dancing with the Stars?
So the voting is out now. You can actually go to the site now. You can look at all of the dancers. Believe it or not, the mayor is one of the contestants this year.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, don't vote for that guy. He's a terrible dancer, right, Mayor Mangarelli?
Well, we haven't seen you dance yet.
Sorry, Mayor. It wasn't me, it was him that said it.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun. The actual event is on April 14th, and there's two showings. There's a matinee, and I believe there's tickets still available. You can purchase tickets. Again, you can do that through /Jason at dancingforthestars.net. I do believe the red carpet event is sold out. It was very, very popular this year.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so we're really happy that we can do our part in the community and see if we can't raise some interest, help keep some of that taxpayer money right here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to get involved. You can get involved in sponsorships. You can get involved in individual votes. But I really think the best allocation is just to keep our state taxpayer money right here local.
I couldn't agree with you more. The one thing for John and I, we weren't able to go last year, and we didn't get tickets this year because they sell out so quickly.
Yeah.
But we were able to watch it at home.
Yeah.
So we actually watched it at home, and it was so much fun to watch everyone. And you guys looked, the dancers looked famous. I mean, it's like the real thing.
They really came with their A game last year.
Did.
We were sponsors of one of the dancers, and she actually did really, really well. She was one of the winners. And, I'm not sure if that's how my name ended up on the platform to be one of the contestants this year, but it's been a lot of fun. We've had a great time with it. I've got a great partner, and we've got a lot of things to get in line. She's going to get through this this baby and get her back on her feet and get her shape back, and we'll get back out there and just kind of keep at it.
And you don't even look nervous. So did you ever have dancing classes? I mean, are you a dancer? Tell us. We want to hear the scoop.
Sherry, I don't know how it happened, but in my youth, my mom, enrolled me in jazz dance classes when I was a kid. And I think the way she
Are you listening to that, Mayor?
The way she slipped that by my dad is she told him it would help me with my football skills in some way or another.
Oh.
And so, I would have to really, really dust that talent off. And we're trying to shake the dust off now. most of my stuff is 80s dance style, and we're trying to modernize that. And Carrie's doing a great job in helping me get back up to speed. But my daughter is an amazing dancer. She is really involved with some companies. And so she's been a big help. It's been fun for us to kind of work at this together. And she's so amazing that I knew it had to be in somebody's blood somewhere. I'm just hoping it's mine.
Well, we'll watch for that and see.
Yeah, but we're excited about that. So, anybody that can reach out and help in any way. Personally, we're setting a goal to try to reach, $25,000 worth of help for the Boys and Girls Club. We've been successful so far, but we've got a ways to go. We're at about 15,000, just shy of that, and so we're really working hard. So anybody who's willing to reallocate or to vote for us, I think the end result really is just the kids.
And, it is the kids.
We've worked with lots of organizations in the past, as you well know. We've been on and sponsored different things, and this has kind of been a new endeavor for us. But, there's just so many things going on in the community, especially access to care issues.
Yes.
Kids really in our community suffer. There's there's not a lot of industry for families, and unfortunately there's not a lot of insurance, and we can't get state or federal help for kids to get access to care. And so that's one of the things that we've done, is we've opened our practice up to, to reach out to kids. We have programs in our own practice to help in the school district when they identify kids who haven't been able to get care, then we are willing to help. And there's several dentists in our community that are proactive in that, which I think is great. And we've had a lot of support with this Boys and Girls Club fundraiser from our dental community. They've all been great to help and support in what we're doing.
This is the whole reason why we launched Shop Prescott, Start Here. And it's not just about shopping Prescott, but it's about supporting Prescott.
Yeah.
And that's precisely what you're doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're here in the community, you have your practice, but yet you're giving back in these ways that who knew, and that it's good for you to be here to help get that word out.
Well, here's a shout out to you guys here at Talk of the Town as well. It's not easy to get this kind of message out other than, through our own campaigning, and you guys have such a great you know, program here, and you allow people to come in and share information about what's going on in the community and who's who. And so really, we just want to thank you guys for your hard efforts and your work and your willingness to support us in these events that we try to.
Well, that's what we do. We do love doing it. Right,
yeah,
Terry?
Absolutely.
We really do.
Yeah. And, you know, and not only just for the show, which this is great, but also, you know, the activity. We're a state designated visitor center, and we have over 30,000 folks coming through our front door. So we're able to share this with a lot of folks, including residents and things of that nature. So it's business community, it's community at large.
Yeah, you know, and there's so many people coming to our community.
Yes.
Looking to get established, not knowing where to go. You know, how do you get reestablished in your health care? Where do you find your health care providers? Where do you find your dental providers? Mm-hmm. Where do you get your hair cut?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's such a great...
Those are big deals.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah. You know, those are the hard things for people to transition into. And I think coming into a smaller community, I think people are grateful that we have a hospital. Mm-hmm. They're grateful that we have good health care providers. And I guess that's one of the things that I'm really proud of in our own industry is that we have really phenomenal oral health care providers, that the dentists that I know in the community, our dental specialists that we work with in the community. I mean, our specialists here, people may not know it, but they are really, really top-notch.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of a couple of the guys that we work with specifically who work so well with our practice. I don't know if I lived in a bigger city and had access to other providers, I don't know that I would switch my referral basis because they do such an amazing job and really, really help support our patients. And I think those relationships are so important to support our patients of our practice, you know. So we're really lucky that way. And I think in the medical field as well, we have really great healthcare providers to support people coming in and to support our community as well.
It's funny you bring that up. We just had our luncheon earlier today at the Haciampa, and we had a speaker, one of the doctors. She's a heart doctor, and it was her. Everybody walked away with something. They just really felt good about. She came from Mayo Clinic. I mean, she has a lot of experience, and she said she loved being here for what you just talked about. A little bit smaller, she could be more focused. Just really. It was really awesome. So,
isn't it amazing, though, that people like that?
Yeah.
Busy schedules, a lot of education, a lot of pressure on top of them, willing to take time out of their day to reach the community, get them the information that they need. You know, in heart health, you know, when you talk about oral systemic problems, a lot of people don't even realize the link between periodontal oral bacteria and the effects that it can have. Here's an example.
Yeah.
Inflammation, right? Terrible thing for the body. And what people don't realize, bacteria associated with periodontal disease, once it invades your bloodstream, it can increase inflammation in your pancreas, which increases your risks for type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would know?
Yeah. And the same is true for cardiovascular health, is that, you know, when that bacteria invades, it can increase plaque accumulation in your arteries. It increases inflammation in the artery, which allows plaques to break free.
Huh.
If the aneurysm of the plaque breaking free doesn't kill you, it's usually the blood clot left behind, you know, where that inflammation occurred and the artery was injured and is trying to heal itself. It's usually the blood clot is what really gets us when it comes to cardiovascular.
So much more than dentistry, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
well,
the day of trying to isolate, you know, dentistry from medical, that day's over.
See, that's what makes you so much different than the average dentist, I should say, you know, because you kind of train people before and as they're going through it, and after.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize, they don't realize that through our, you know, I have my general practice, but we also have the Advanced Prosthetics Institute, which actually educates other dental practitioners. They come in from around the country to come and learn these principles, how they can help their patients with these chronic care issues that just plague them over and over. And so there's two aspects, two facets. It's kind of unique to have something like this in this area, but a lot of innovation that comes out of Prescott in the oral healthcare field.
Wonderful. We thank you so much for being on our show. We wish you luck on Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. And I'll see you soon, Doc.
Absolutely.
All righty. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Your eyes are unique. To show them off, you need the perfect look. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect glasses to fit your vision needs. Right now, you can get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Limited time only. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A man wanted in a more than 30-year-old homicide case in Texas has been taken into custody in Prescott. Texas investigators had been attempting to locate the suspect in reference to a cold case homicide.
Prescott Police Department investigators received contact from the Bexar County District Attorney's Office in Texas asking for investigative help in locating Larry Moore, a 65-year-old man. Moore was believed to be living in Prescott with his wife.
Prescott Police Officer David Fuller says Moore was found last Friday morning at around 10 in a parking lot on Willow Creek Road.
Prescott Police Department personnel contacted Moore and he was taken into custody without issue. Moore is confined to a wheelchair. So due to this disability, prior arrangements with the YCSO had been made, and they responded and assisted by transporting Moore to the jail.
Bexar County prosecutors had issued an arrest warrant for Moore after the body of 25-year-old Diana Lowry was found in the bathtub of her San Antonio home in 1987. Moore lived next door, and while he had been identified as her killer, the case was dismissed in 2007 for further investigation. He's awaiting extradition back to Texas. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. The City of Cottonwood is receiving funding to help with asbestos abatement.
The abatement will be done on roofing materials on the Cottonwood Civic Plaza, located on Main Street. This will allow for installation of new roof vents for the HVAC system upgrades. The center was built in 1939 and partially funded by the Works Progress Administration. The remaining funds were raised locally through grassroots efforts. The building is constructed of sandstone and river rock. City of Cottonwood Community Development Director Barry Najad says the awarded $5,500 grant allows the city to put funds back into the Civic Center for renovations that are being done. Najad adds this will provide a safe and fully functioning event center for years to come. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Rain off and on until skies clear on Friday. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 49 tomorrow and a high of 55 on Friday. 41 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 56 and a high on Friday of 62. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families, as well as older adults. results. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Sun's basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community. Connect with veteran services and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's Arizona Beer Week, February 8th through the 18th. Enjoy a collaboration beer brewed by four local breweries at Prescott Brewing Company's downtown brewery. They named it Haze Gone Awry. Enjoy this session New England-style IPA at one of the four breweries who collaborated on this brew. Also, enjoy PBC's beer canned chicken platter, smoked in-house and slathered in PBC's beer-infused barbecue sauce, and a 12-ounce can of your favorite PBC packaged beer. The whole deal for only $11.99 at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and Robert, we have our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. We sure do. Our next guest is Genevieve Elliott, representing Choose Your Health, Isagenics. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here.
You've had a busy day today, I know. You were a woman in business.
Yes, which was absolutely fantastic. I can't stop raving about it. It was wonderful.
We were just reminiscing on that. It was wonderful, and we're glad to have you. You're a fairly new chamber member of ours.
I am, yes.
And, love having you, but tell us a little bit about your business.
So I have been a certified nutrition and health coach for a little over 5 years, and I chose the name of my business. I wanted to take a second to talk about that. The name of my business is Choose Your Health, and I chose that because I really, really have gotten for a long time now, since my 20s, and I was doing some personal growth, the power of choice in our lives. And with what I do as a certified nutrition coach, which I'll talk about a little bit more, I have people coming to me regularly that say things like, oh, I fell off the wagon. Oh, I cheated. Oh, I like all these different things. And I'm constantly reminding people, you just made a choice. There's no cheating. There's no falling off the wagon. You just made a choice. So what's your next choice? So Choose Your Health really means a lot to me. The name really, really means a lot to me.
That is very impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've been partnered with and aligned with Isagenics, which is an online health and wellness company that has amazing, really high quality nutritional products that I get to recommend to people based on what their goals are for themselves. And it's solutions for weight loss, solutions for improving your performance in the gym, solutions for healthy aging, solutions for sleeping better, increasing energy. It's really about getting good nutrition in the body. So, I had the opportunity to be chatting with Dr. Campbell before he came in here, and we just bonded right away. He really has the same idea that I do, just getting good nutrition in the body, and the body will start responding the way that it's meant to. So my love for being a health coach partnered with this nutritional company has been brilliant for many, many people.
Well, and you're so good at it.
Thank you.
And I can tell just by when we've been connecting how important it is for you. And so when you're probably working with your clients, you're really just giving them your best.
Yes, absolutely.
So it sounds like you might even be more than just a nutritional coach when you're working with someone. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know,
give us an example of what that looks like.
It's funny that you said that. We've lived here for a little over 2 years. Back in Connecticut, I did have my own health coaching practice where I worked with clients. I also have 19 years as a physical therapist, so sometimes patients slips out too. When I work with clients one-on-one, but now I actually have the opportunity, whether it's over the phone or a Zoom call or whatever else, I work with people all over the country, and many people wind up saying stuff like that. I definitely do more than that. I'm certified through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and they really believe in the holistic aspect, which is totally in alignment with what I believe. So somebody might come to me and share certain things with me about stress levels that they have. I might be asking questions about how old they are, other things that are going on, and I'm able to guide and make recommendations to them that might that oftentimes do really accent what they need to be doing as far as nutrition goes. So lately I've been, everybody's stressed, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. Isagenics and the nutritional products and supplements, we have some solutions as far as that goes. However, you know, spend 5 minutes a day on meditation, which mm-hmm. I'm taking some mm-hmm. of the fear out of for people to explain to them. There's an app. Get the app on your phone. Yeah. There is a meditation as short as 1 minute long. Start there. Mm-hmm. I really help people to realize how attainable it is to start making those baby steps. I really do tend to address a lot of different aspects.
I mean, when you think about a day, like, have we slowed down yet today?
No.
I know. We've been going since mm-hmm. this morning.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's wonderful, and we've had a lot of great fun, but it does affect our health. And so it's nice. It's great that you're available to help people with that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What more about the coaching piece?
So at this point, and this is interesting because a lot of people ask me about having sessions with
sure.
me. I don't charge for anything that I do. And the reason for that is I've been aligned with this company long enough that I actually, so I share with you. You've got some goals. I share with you. If you choose to get yourself started with, say, a 30-day system with Isagenics, you're going to do that through Isagenics. I get a commission from them. And I have chosen to not do one-on-one, quoting that right now, because I have a gift to give. And I feel very passionately about that. And I really believe that I'm going to get taken care of on the other end of things while I'm giving that gift. And actually, I know we're not quite there yet, but one of the ways I can give that gift is by giving health talks in the community. I just sat down with Tammy at Prescott Lakes Apartments, and I'm going to start doing a health talk series for them there. Again, it's just something that I want to do. I really want to make a difference here for people that want it, that are motivated to be making the changes but don't know where to start.
What I have found is when people attend these programs, just like today at our luncheon, and you learn something, you will react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's wonderful that you're able to offer that.
Yeah, it's important to me.
And I think that's important to offer that. Like Dr. Campbell said, you know, education is important. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this is all about.
Exactly.
And then the choices like you talked about earlier.
Yeah, I say that a lot. I say, I share, I educate, you choose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that when I was raising my 4 children.
Yeah.
So besides that, which is a tremendous amount, what other ways are you involved with the community at this point?
Well, and that's one of the big reasons I wanted to be here today. I'm glad that you asked. So I mentioned the health talks that I'm going to be starting to do. But what I've realized is that I've been here about 2 years. I've fallen madly in love with this community. We really plan to stay here for a long time. But a lot of people don't know about me and what I have to offer. They don't know about Isagenics here. So I'm actually doing an event at the Hacayampa on Saturday, March 3rd.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, there is a guest component of that from 9:30 to 11. And it's an opportunity for people to come hear more about Isagenics, about the company and the products, about me. My whole family's going to actually be there. It's going to be neat. But I also have many other leaders coming in to share and train with me and share with the community. So this event is for Prescott. So if you're listening, and Saturday, March 3rd at the Hacayampa in the Arizona Room, we would love to have you stop by and learn a little bit more.
What are the time frames?
We have that on our website.
You
I think
do.
You did submit that.
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Good.
Remember mm-hmm.
that. What's the time frame on that?
The guest component is from 9:30 to 11, and I say guest component because that's the part for people that don't know anything about Isagenics that want to learn more.
Sure.
You can come.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is my business, so we actually are also providing associate training. So if you're listening and you're actually already involved with Isagenics, you can come and be there for the whole day, 9:30 to 2:30, and get some additional training on how to be sharing, because there are other people like me out there that want to make sure that Isagenix is getting spread all over because it's
wonderful.
A great company. Yeah.
And how would they, should they RSVP? How would they get in touch with you?
That's a great question. Well, I have an RSVP way for all of the associates, and I realized I've learned my lesson on this one, Sherry. I actually have no official way so far of knowing how many guests are coming. So please, if you are interested, feel free to reach out to me. You can call or text me at 860-367-5974. And my email is gelliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, at cyhcoach.com. So either way is a great way to just reach out. You can ask more questions or just let me know that you're planning on being there that
or
day.
Or come on March 3rd. Yeah. Just, mm-hmm. Can you yeah. just show up?
They can. And again, if Amora's listening, everybody wants numbers from me about how many people are going to be there. Every time I envision this day, the room is full. Yeah. So if yes, you absolutely can just show up. If you know you're coming, I would love for you to let
that
me know ahead
of time. That would be much easier, yes.
It would be helpful, but it's not required.
There you go. Well, I'm inspired by what you do. I want to ask you, this might be a kind of a tricky question for you, but what is, and I think I might already know it, but what is the most rewarding aspect of your work? I know.
Yeah. So really the bottom line for me, I am a connector. I just, that drives me every single day. So a big reward for me in what I do every day is the people that reach out and will tell me. I've had people that are 40 years old that have gotten in touch with me and said, I don't feel like I'm 100 years old when I get out of bed anymore. I've had people that are 60 and above that said, I thought that pretty much everything was downhill from here. I feel better than I felt in 20 years. And those happen every day. So that's super, super rewarding. So it actually comes back to the title of my business. It's people that are choosing, and that inspires me all the time.
Wonderful.
I brought you a little gift. I just wanted to, so everybody's getting a dark chocolate with mint, healthy chocolate that helps to curb hunger, increase energy, and boost metabolism. And once
gift.
You open it up, you'll see, on Valentine's Day, it actually even has a heart
on
it.
Oh, very cool.
Well, yes.
I love it when we get gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to dive into this.
Mm-hmm.
Although after our luncheon speech, I'm
I know.
A little nervous
no,
about
this
it.
No, this is nice. This is, it's got green
healthy.
Tea and amino acids in there. Yes, it's actually serving you.
Wonderful. So I just, I feel like it's so, what would be, I'm sorry, I'm stumbling with my words, because what is the most important question that people ask you about your health, about their health, like when you're in that coaching mode? What's the top thing that is out there for folks? What is the top of mind, I guess?
Well, I think a lot of people just want to know that it's attainable.
Yeah.
So many people, they really don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so that question doesn't always come across the same way, but it really is a main theme that just don't know where to start. And I absolutely can help with that and help people feel more comfortable. For those that need to have a schedule, I can give them a schedule. For those that want to know how fast they can look good in a bikini, I can help them with that. Like, but it always comes down to that it's attainable and what do they need to do to get there. And I'm able to deal with all the different personalities and help them figure that out in a way that's best for them.
That's wonderful. And I think that's important for our listeners to hear, that there are options out there for you. There's people like yourself that are here to help.
Right.
And again, how would they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 860-367-5974, and I'm totally fine with text as well. I'm a busy mom. Or G Elliott, G-E-L-L-I-O-T-T, at cyhcoach.com.
Thank you so much for being on our show and for our super yummy gift. We appreciate
welcome.
It. Good
thank
to see you.
You. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have just a few minutes left, so why don't you give us a highlight of what's going on for Valentine's Day?
Thank you, Sherry. Yes, happy Valentine's Day, everyone, and everyone else. Happy Statehood Day, too.
Oh, yes.
Today is Prescott's birthday since 1912. So happy birthday, Prescott.
Woohoo.
We do have a lot of events going on in town, but we only have a few minutes here to talk about them, so I'll just run through a special one that we have, which is today, Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, Statehood Day, and it's a Celebrate Valentine's Day and Observe Ash Wednesday. Today, too, at Los Pinos Mexican Restaurant, which is a new restaurant in town at 1245 White Spar Road, and that will be from 4 to 8, and that is tonight. So go on by Los Pinos Mexican Restaurant, and everyone may know it by the old Pinecone Inn. At least I still do. So go by and say hi there. Lots of other events going on in the Prescott area. Just get to our website at prescott.org and click on events and go from there.
Wonderful. Well, Robert, thank you for that. And I want to just have a quick shout-out. Thank you to all of our guests. What a great show we had today. Really appreciate it. And again, we wish everyone happy Valentine's Day. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.